Now let's lead off with a small but meaningful change for the Bloomington City Council. Bloomington's recently sworn in council members will make one of their first orders of business tonight, deciding how they want to be identified. GLT's Eric Stock explains.
The council tonight will consider incorporating a more gender-neutral term, such as council member or alderperson, as opposed to the current official title of alderman. Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus says several of the incoming council members raised the issue.
There were discussions about nameplates and, frankly, how, you know, we realized that different elected officials may want to be referred to differently and not necessarily based on the very specific male-defined gender role.
Ty says the city is striving for more inclusive terminology.
If it's important to you or to an elected official to be referred to in a way that you identify with, then I think it's important that we work as best we can to recognize that and be accepting of that.
Five of the city's nine council members are women. The council has had a female majority since 2015. Bloomington also wants to settle a lawsuit alleging misconduct by four of its council members. The council votes tonight on a proposal to pay Donnelly Jackson and Ashley Burrell $55,000 to settle a 2017 lawsuit. Jackson claims he was injured based on his refusal to leave a vehicle in January of 2016. Burrell alleges police conducted an unreasonable search and seizure of her vehicle. Tyus says the city denies the officers did anything wrong. He says settling it is a matter of economics.
The thought is that the best use of taxpayer dollars in this case would be to settle this item.
The lawsuit predates the city's civilian board that handles complaints against police officers. Tyus says they could bring their complaint to the board if they wish, depending on the terms of the proposed settlement. The city council also tonight will consider its first chicken coop permit since it enacted new rules to allow them in the city. Carla Lane is looking for a special use permit to raise up to a dozen chickens on 4 acres in the Waterford Estates subdivision in southeast Bloomington. The city zoning board of appeals approved the plan last month in a 5-1 vote. I'm Eric Stock.